بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. In the name of Allah, the most beneficent, the most merciful. Assalamu alaikum, brothers and sisters. Today I would like to tell you about our third Imam, Imam Hussein alayhi salam. Imam Hussein alayhi salam died spreading the message of Allah. He died after he lost 72 faithful companions who wanted to make a great sacrifice to Allah. Yazid wanted to make the population of the Muslims obey his command and kill Imam Hussein alayhi salam. Yazid wanted the Imam to pay his allegiance to him. The Imam refused, saying that Yazid was not accepted as the true and right caliph of Muslims. Yazid, looking at the response of Imam Hussein alayhi salam, got very angry of it. He planned to assassinate Imam Hussein alayhi salam at Hajj. Once the Imam alayhi salam learned of the assassination plan, he left because he did not want bloodshed of innocent people at the holy occasion of Hajj. Medina was no longer safe for him. He received letters from all over Kufa asking him to come to Kufa. Imam Hussein alayhi salam sent his cousin, Muslim bin Akil, to tell him to give him a report of what was happening in Kufa. Muslim bin Akil brought along his two sons, Muhammad and Ibrahim. Ibn Ziyad told his army to find Muslim or to kill him. Muslim fought bravely against the army, but was soon killed. Muhammad and Ibrahim were also ruthlessly killed. Their innocent bodies were thrown into the river Furat. Imam Hussein alayhi salam now went to Karbala. For 10 days, the Imam alayhi salam camped there, and for the last three, they were without water. The night before Ashura was used for prayers and supplications. On the day of Ashura, the army of Yazid came to fight the Imam. The first one to ask Imam alayhi salam to go to the battlefield was Imam Hussein's son, Ali Akbar alayhi salam. He said, "Oh father, may I have the permission to go to the battlefield?" Imam Hussein's reply was, "Oh Akbar, you do have the permission to go to the battlefield." After defeating many enemies, he came back to his father asking for some water. His father said to him, "Oh Akbar, I cannot give you water now." He went back to the battlefield and defeated many enemies again, but soon collapsed because Ali Akbar alayhi salam was struck with a spear into his chest. At this, he cried, "Oh father, my last salam is to you." All of his companions fought bravely and were blessed with martyrdom. Finally, the Imam alayhi salam said, "Is there anybody who can help me?" Upon hearing this, Imam's infant son, Ali Asghar alayhi salam, dropped himself down from his cot to the ground. The Imam alayhi salam brought out Ali Asghar alayhi salam and went to the enemy's campsite, saying, "Will anybody give my child a drop of water?" But nobody did. Then he said, "If you think we adults will take the water, don't think we will, for I will place my infant son here on the scorching hot sands of Karbala, and you can give him some water." The Imam alayhi salam put him on the sand and waited. The Imam picked up his child and held him in his arms. Ali Asghar put his tongue out as a sign that he was very thirsty. The enemy soldiers started to cry and ask Umar bin Saad to have mercy on a six-month-old. Umar bin Saad had no mercy and was only planning to win the battle. He called an archer named Hurmala to kill the infant, and the archer did kill the baby. At this, Imam went back to his campsite seven times and came back to the enemy campsite. Finally, he buried Ali Asghar behind the camps. But the enemies dug out his body and mounted his head as well on a spear. Lastly, The Imam said his last farewell to his family and left for the battlefield. He fought bravely and killed many of Islam's enemies, and finally fell, still not dead. Now he was attacked from all sides. There was nobody to help him. Hazrat Zainab alayhi salam had to watch the horror of her brother being slaughtered and could not do anything about it. All she could do was to watch the soldiers who had no mercy. Losing was not an option for Umar bin Saad, as he had to win for Yazid. Shimr cut off Imam Hussein's head, and it was mounted on a spear along with the other martyrs' heads. The tents of Imam's family were burned down, and the women and children were taken as prisoners. Some years later, a man named Hazrat Mukhtar alayhi salam was taken out and defeated Yazid's army. If we all spread the message of Islam, we may take away the evil just like the Imam tried to do. Thank you for listening to this speech about Mullah Hussein. Salawat.